Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
Hey, lovers.
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast.
We are here.
Oh, we should discuss books.
Oh, my ladies, welcome to the tea.
I cannot. I gasp and clutch my pearls.
Pearls are clutched.
She grasped her bosom.
I mean, they did.
Often. A lot of bosom grabbing in these books.
So if you can't tell, the book we're covering is a historical romance.
It sure is.
Which is my vibe. Now, I will say this. When Zoe mentioned that she wanted to do a historical romance, I honestly didn't think we would ever cover a historical romance because it's not y'all's vibes normally.
I don't know. I think that was my first one besides Pride and Prejudice.
Really? I think so too.
Mm-hmm. I like have times when I just only want to read a historical romance.
Yeah.
So this was more my vibe.
I think I've always just hated history so much that I was like, why would I have a romance back then?
Yeah. Right.
I did like it. It took me a little bit to get into it. And I was like, is this what the romance is going to be?
There's a lot of the words that I'm like, can we just use normal words, but then obviously it wouldn't be a historical romance if you did.
I think a lot of that stuff made me laugh. Like, I don't know if it was intentional to be funny or if I just thought it was funny, but yeah. So our book is Never Fall for Your Fiancé by Virginia Heath. So what's the scoop, Zoe?
Well, let's talk about our author. Virginia Heath is like all the best of us. She's a lover of tea, travel, shopping. And when she isn't writing, she's spending time with her husband and her Labrador, Trevor, which I thought was a very funny name.
I love human names for animals.
Me too. Yeah. Virginia is a native Londoner with a lifelong pastime of making up stories in her head. After 40 years, those stories became the racy historical romances we all swoon for. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Virginia has written nearly 30 books, including Never Fall for Your Fiancé, which is the first book in a series of three about the Merriwell sisters.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Never Fall for Your Fiancé is a wild fake dating romance where a handsome Earl hires a fake fiancé to keep his matchmaking mother at bay. But hilarity ensues when love threatens to complicate everything.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my goodness.
Well, let's get into it, ladies.
Lover's quarrel.
Let's.
So, this book.
I thought it was
I thought it was interesting because it wasn't like, what's it called? First person POV.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like, what is it? Third?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it was third from two different perspectives.
Yeah. And more from his perspective.
Yeah.
And I liked that.
I love when books are more predominantly male perspective.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Because we understand the female point of view, and a lot, the majority of romances are from a girl's point of view anyways. And you know what's funny? Not to take us too off course, but I have been like read a lot of books recently that have been just from the girl's point of view, and it like grinds my gears sometimes because I'm like, I don't want to just know what you're thinking. I want to know the full picture.
And it's so nice to know what the guy is thinking at that time too. Because sometimes he seems like such a bad guy and then you see what he's thinking. You're like, oh, okay. So
like a love letter to whiskey.
Oh my God. That whole book. That whole book was frustrating.
PTSD from all. Baby agrees.
I liked that it was more from Hugh's side. But one of the things, just right from the get-go, it was like he was trying to convince us that he was this big, like, ladies' man.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but is he really? Like, it didn't seem like he really was.
The only time we think, oh, maybe he was with this girl, it turns out that he absolutely was not with the girl.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I was just like, okay. All right. But Hugh is our male
Hugh
character.
What
dude.
Was his middle name? Peregrine or something?
Oh, yeah.
Peregrine Standish.
That's an awful name. Well, he has made up this huge lie to convince his mom that he is engaged so that she will stop trying to match him up with people because he just...
Over 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He almost killed the lady off. He's like, she's deathly ill. I can't travel. The wedding's on hold.
I mean, he probably should have. That would have saved us a right? lot.
But then she would have gone back to her ways.
Yeah.
Which a lot of, if you read a lot of historical romances, you'll find that they mention these matchmaking mamas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah. But that's the running thing about this time period is because... If you're thinking about the time period, a lot of the women don't have a position in the world unless they're married to somebody that has money. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get these moms who are obsessed with making sure their daughters find good matches, and the moms of the sons who have, you know, that are dukes or earls or viscounts or anything like that. They also have to marry well mm-hmm. because they want their heirs to be... You know, yeah. out of good breeding and things like that.
Well, I think like she just wanted it just because she wanted him to be happy and find love and companionship and stuff. Because
that's what she had.
Yeah. But so he has made up this big, long, you know, story. And he's given this girl the worst name ever. Like Minerva? Really?
He could have went with like Sarah.
Right?
That somebody that would be easy to
find.
That
would have been a really good name. Sarah.
Sarah. Or like Anna.
There's not a good Sarah. We have Margaret. A Sarah in this story, you crazies.
We do. He can't have Sarah. That's true. Beth. That would have been a good
Beth
one.
Beth is a good one.
I mean, I feel
Margaret.
Like Minerva probably was more popular in that time. But I love that name just because of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Well, so he's named her Minerva. And he's made up this big lie. And then all of a sudden he gets... this letter from his mom, and she's like, hi, I'm on my way.
Yep.
I want to meet your fiance.
Be there soon.
And she sent it so late that she was like already on her way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way he could have stopped her. And he's freaking out, and he's walking down the street, and he hears this lady arguing with a man over money.
Which is so funny too.
And I kind of liked and was annoyed at this part. All at the same time, because I liked that he stepped in to help her.
Yeah.
But I also was annoyed that she was like, oh, my knight in shining armor.
I know.
What would I have ever done without him?
You're a weird stranger. Get away from me.
Right.
Thanks for helping me get my money. And I'll never talk to me again.
Well, I was like, you have been basically raising your sisters for 5 years, being the sole provider for your family,
mm-hmm.
paying rent, keeping food on the table, like... You do not need a knight in shining armor.
Mm-hmm. You are the shining knight.
And she really never came around to that to realize how awesome she really was at providing and doing all the things.
I know. And her sisters, V, I just...
Oh, I can't stand her.
I can't stand her. And I know that she was young, but she acted more like she was like 14 rather than...
And like spoiled and just...
Yeah, didn't like her.
And you know that she wasn't... spoiled because she really didn't come from much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really be spoiled
when you don't have enough money to pay bills or eat.
But you know, it reminded me a lot of Kitty and Lydia from Pride and Prejudice.
That's what I thought too.
Mm-hmm. Which were extremely, extremely annoying characters because they had too much entitlement for their situation in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
They mm-hmm. really did. So much.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I felt about V, because she is, God, just so annoying. But that brings us to more of Meredith's side of this, or not Meredith.
Minerva.
Minerva's side of the story.
Minerva.
Minerva, her dad left them when she, the day after she turned 19, for her to raise her two sisters by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And... because their mom passed away, when she was like 8 or something?
Yeah.
So she's raising her two sisters by herself. And I think Diana's also working. But right now, V is just going to school.
Mm-hmm.
If I have recollected that.
I think that's right.
Correctly. So when we first meet Minerva, she is arguing with this man about how he owes her money. And that is Hugh and Minerva's first meet cute.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And then he finds out her name is Minerva.
And he about dies right there.
So did I. I was rolling. I was literally outside pulling weeds in my front yard, just cackling. I was like, oh, there you go.
There was a lot of times in this book where I just like giggled.
Yeah. But then he like makes this offer to her after just meeting her.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, I'll pay you. What was it? 40 pounds?
Yeah. For a month, which she was like, wow, that's a lot. In my head, I was like, girl, ask for more.
Right.
He's
right.
Rich.
Right.
He just
right.
said he was an earl.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But she's just like, okay. He's like, basically, all I need you to do is come to my house, stay with me, pretend to be my fiance while my mom is here. And as soon as we can get her to leave, I can make up an excuse and get out of this.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, okay, sounds great.
I'm sorry. He says he's like such a great storyteller. The lies he fabricates are insane.
Yeah.
Like, he does not do a little white lie. He is extravagant with the lies. Yeah.
Well, and even they said that. They were like, what is it? Stranger than the truth? Nothing stranger than the truth, yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. But he really went, he went all out and he was ready. He had it all planned.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, come out here. He got stuff to like get them new clothes. He was teaching them. They were teaching them about their silverware at the dining table. And then like horseback riding. Cause he's like, my mom, she likes to ride horses. And I kind of told her you loved to ride horses. So let's go learn.
This poor girl.
That I was know.
So funny.
Who, if I was thrust into this situation, given like the circumstances that she was coming out of, I would have been like the first week of how to be an earl's fiance, I would have been like, I'm sorry, take the 40 back, because this is too much.
That'd be stressful.
It's too much because you gotta think, if when they had to go and get their clothing done, it wasn't just like, let's run a Target, get a new, you know, or let's go to Zara, or let's go to somebody like a place really expensive and get stuff. No, everything had to be like
tailored
specific for them, and then having to do all these classes. It's just like, hey, bro, I didn't sign up for this, but I did, but I really didn't. It would have been too much.
It was so much. And you know that like she was so stressed out, but she's such a people pleaser to everyone except for herself.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
I just was like, I would not have drugged my sisters there with me.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I would have left them.
Uh-uh. As soon as he would have offered me, hey, we can have your sisters go back with a maid, I'd be like, deal.
Right.
Get out of here. Bye.
Yeah. I was just like, and then, so they're on their way there, and Diana's like, he could be a freaking murderer. Like, what if he's going to kill us?
Which I thought was very funny.
I did too. But that's another reason why I wouldn't have brought my sisters. Yeah. Like, he can kill me, but I'm not going to like offer them up for sacrifice too, you know?
Oh. Right.
Ugh. But he was doing a lot there. Oh, and then the fake mom. That was the other part of the planning.
Gosh.
I was not expecting that.
No.
I was like, what the hell? He even got a fake mom?
And I get that they are supposed to like need a chaperone, but why couldn't he just hire like a maid or something that chaperoned
him? One of his maids.
What happened. If the person that was coming in, the woman didn't have a chaperone, it would just be their lady's maid.
Yeah.
Or it could have been one of the sisters.
Oh, that's true.
Well, they might have not have been old enough for the parties.
Hmm.
How old was
V was 17.
So she wouldn't have been old enough.
And then Diana was 19.
She could have probably been old enough to be a chaperone.
Or no, she was older than that.
It's one of my trivia questions. You'll have to figure it out.
You stinker. Well, the girls were there. And then Hugh also had his best friend come, Giles.
I loved him. He's so funny.
I couldn't picture him.
All of my favorite highlights were him.
Yeah. I couldn't. I kept picturing him being this like little fat man.
Me too, because he like always ate so much. But he apparently was a ladies' man too, so.
Well, some ladies just like money, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
I could not figure it out. I was like, I don't know. But he was no help at all. He was just there for the show. He's like, I'm just here to watch it all burn down.
He was our comic relief.
And he told him a lot. He was like, this is going to end in disaster.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
But then he left early in the book.
Yeah.
And I was like, where did he go? And we never found out.
No, never. I assume we'll find out in the next book.
Yeah.
Because what I think is that since they're all about them,
Yeah.
I think the next book is going to be about Diana and Giles.
I agree.
Because there was that little tension between them in this book.
Yeah. Love a good tension.
Which is super cute.
It's yummy tension.
I love it. I liked Diana a lot. She was funny. I liked when they asked her what her favorite books to read was, and she's like, I like gothic ones.
I know. Like, I've read this one called Frankenstein.
I was like, that's funny. But so, okay, so then they did one of the things that was really funny was the horseback riding.
Yes.
We kind of briefly touched on that. So he takes them all out there, and V is actually finally willing to, like, cooperate because mm-hmm. she's always wanted to ride horses. So they're doing that, and Minerva is freaking terrible. She can't even get on the horse.
She can't do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I was like, this is ridiculous. Are you that uncoordinated? Which, like,
I have never ridden side saddle, and I was wondering if they were. That it would be kind of difficult.
Oh, I'm sure it would be.
Yeah,
like riding normal is, I don't know what it's called when you ride normal.
Western
saddle saddleback
saddle riding. Yeah. That's side saddle. That's saddle.
But
spread eagle.
Not spread
maybe
eagle.
Not. Find a picture. That of is saddle. Really not like. Too terribly difficult, but I don't even think I could ride side saddle,
especially in a huge dress.
I've ridden horses a lot. Yeah,
yeah.
And so it sounds like she's riding side saddle, and there's just one little slip for your foot.
Oh, yeah. And
I would 100% fall.
Yeah,
look at that.
She couldn't even get up.
It's like you're sitting pretty on the side of a horse.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They look adorable.
How are you supposed to do that?
If you slouch, you're gone.
How are they supposed to trot? Or canter.
You ain't gonna get very far because that horse is bumping you off.
Yeah, for real.
If I took my last horseback riding experience, I would have died. My horse, we were going down a muddy part of this trail and it slipped.
Oh no.
And it had my leg on the side of where we were. Mm. And my hip dislocated. I promise you it did. I promise you. Oh my God. And because as we were riding, I was like, oh, this does not feel right. My hips do not feel right.
You saved but the
was
horse.
The horse okay?
The horse was fine. Okay, I was the good. One that almost died. But if I was riding side saddle and it went against the part where I was side saddling, my legs was on that part, mm-hmm. I would have had no legs, man. The whole bottom half of my body would have been gone.
That horse would have broke its leg. It would have been dead.
That's true.
Me too, doggone it. We both would have been healed. Dead.
I wouldn't have taken you out back and put you out of your misery.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Well, that part was really funny.
That was also the first time we get some like physical.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Which it wasn't like spicy, but.
It was like he picked her up.
And she got the shudders. Ooh.
She's like, do it again.
When they be putting that on the waist, the hands on the waist, they just go crazy.
And he saw her leg, didn't he?
Yeah. It's the funniest thing to read, like come out of a comment, like a. What is it? Not a commentary.
Modern?
Complimentary? What is it? Modern time book?
Contemporary.
That's what it is. From a contemporary book to a historical romance because the dynamics are so different.
You're like, dang, that girl's boobs are out. And then you're like, ooh, look at her ankle.
Right?
Yes. I know this is a little bit off topic, but I usually wear like tall compression socks to work.
Uh-huh.
And my work pants are like joggers. So mm-hmm. you can usually see like a bit of my socks showing.
Oh God, you're one of
and
those.
A while back I wore ankle socks instead of my tall socks
mm-hmm.
and one of my coworkers was like, she said something like, oh, you're showing a little skin. And I was like, I know, so risque. But so on their way back from the horseback ride, she's freaking pissed because she's like, I cannot do this. And he's getting annoyed because he keeps having to like slow down and wait for her and all this stuff. She finally gets off and like is walking her horse back.
Oh, wait. Is that when we first meet Sarah?
I think maybe it was.
We'll just touch on that a little bit too.
Yeah. Because they went to town.
Yeah, they went to a village and uh-huh. they're like having dinner there, right? Everybody else goes inside and Minerva is having trouble getting off of her horse.
Oh, yeah.
And he helps her down. But they fall because her foot got caught.
Oops.
And I think she's like on top of him or something.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden they hear, Hugh, is that you? Which I would have been so mad if I was her, first of all. Mm. And then you get up and you see this, like, hot, skinny, blonde girl.
Oh, and, oh yes.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I thought that was you. What has it been, like, 2 years since we've seen each other?
Oh,
and no. Hugh immediately is stiff as a board, acting super weird. Yeah, right, yeah. Like, so... obviously, we imagine, oh, they used to bang.
Yeah, they used to be together.
For sure.
Yeah.
They were betrothed. Bumping.
Yeah, in love, yes, something bumping uglies. Bumping uglies. Gross. And so he introduces her as Sarah Peters and her husband, Captain Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Awkward. He's mad throughout the whole dinner. She's mad because obviously something's going on and he's keeping secrets like he always does.
Right.
Yeah. But why is it your business? You just got here, bitch.
Right. Because we're engaged. Fakely.
But you're fakely engaged.
But I'm paying you.
I need to know all your secrets. I would have been mad too.
I would have been jealous.
Oh, yeah.
But not like, you can't hold that against him.
No. Because y'all literally just met.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you paid to be here, honey.
But he helps her back up. Or she, I don't think he helps her. She like climbs up on her horse. She says, I don't want anything to do with him.
Right.
She's like, fuck off.
Which I like later on, she mentions like, I could see that he was struggling to like help me up on my horse, but he wouldn't say it. And
so stupid. He needs to lift more weights.
Well, I kind of like that because then
he's,
you know, she's like,
boy,
not going to be all self-conscious because they talk about how,
yes,
blonde girls and like being petite, yes, and stuff is all the rage now. And
yeah,
it still is.
That's so true.
Sydney but, Sweeney.
Oh my girl, God. Don't
let
even
me do
throw
it back. Like that. No, Adam, I'll fight for you to the end of the day, man. I won't let her do this to you.
I thought she was way cuter in Madam Web than she was in Anyone But You. But anyways, that's super off track. But so anyways, where were we? We're riding back. She is like, I don't even want to be on this horse anymore. I'm mad that you made me ride a horse. I said I didn't want to, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So she starts walking her horse. And then
girl after my own heart.
What happened after?
They get back and they're late getting back because they had to walk and everyone else rode. And as soon as they walk in, or they're getting close, Payne comes running, which is the butler, who I freaking love him.
Me too.
Yeah.
He's one of the best.
Yes. He comes running and he's like, sir, sir, your mom's here.
And he's like, that can't be it.
He's like, what?
You must be mistaken.
He's like, no, she's in there right now. And they're like, oh my gosh.
Jeez.
And so that was the big reveal. When they met her, they were not prepared.
Well, she took pretty well to the sisters and everything, so that was good. And it was good that Giles was there to introduce everybody.
Yeah.
So.
They would have been like, hi, this is, what's your name again?
Right.
We just met. Never heard of you before.
What did they go by? Landridge?
Yeah. Instead
I was like, what's her name? It's not Standish. I can't remember.
Yeah. Marywell
was
their real last name.
No, Hugh's mom.
Oh, Hugh's mom, Olivia.
But I didn't know her last name because they called her lady. They just called her my lady.
He was Jeremiah and Olivia. No, I don't remember.
Me either.
Well, anywho, they had names. So the first meeting is super awkward, and they're like, okay, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
You ready to go home now, Mom? She's like, oh, no, no. We're going to spend so much time together. It's going to be so wonderful.
And it's already awkward because we thought that Minerva was about to dip out and leave.
All right.
And he was like, well, she's about to give up my whole secret right now. And she does not. And then she says, I want more money.
Yes, that's my girl.
Good for her.
Period. Because this is too much.
Right?
Yeah.
Too much.
For such a small book, like, it had so many twists and turns in it.
It really did.
That I didn't expect.
Me either.
Because there were so many times I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like a Formula One track.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't get it if you don't watch it. It's a lot of turns. Sorry.
Is it like NASCAR?
Girl.
There's only 4 turns in NASCAR.
It's a big circle.
Formula One is curvy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Guys. Oh my
well,
like when I get drive. Into it.
These sisters.
Curbs involved in everything.
Everyone is convinced that these sisters are going to give up the whole, the whole spiel. But Minerva was, I was like, she gets an award for her acting.
For real.
She did a great job. They all did pretty good. One of the things that like really kind of stood out to me a little bit was how awkward was that when they went to church?
Yeah. I would have just been like, listen, mama, it's not happening.
So they walk in and the preacher like greets them at the door and is basically like, Hugh, you dirty old boy, you welcome back to church. I'm here to save your soul. Like,
there's dust on the pews back here.
Yeah, like, he was
bro.
So mean.
He just had doing too much.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when he goes to like welcome everyone in front of the whole church, he like calls him out again.
Yes, yeah. Which is so weird. I was like this is the exact reason I don't come here.
Right?
Right. Because that's how you treat your parishioners.
Yeah.
Do you live on my land? Because you're evicted.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You're not the victor anymore.
And everybody was staring at her.
Yes.
At Minerva. What's her name?
Minerva.
Minerva. Minerva.
What did you say? Minerva?
Melvern.
Even that's a good one, too.
Minerva. Everyone was staring at her, and she's like, they weren't even being subtle. They were like, she's too tall. Look at her hair.
Yeah. I do wish that Hugh had given her a nickname. I mean, I know they call each other like
My Love.
My Love. But I wanted him to be like Minnie.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not that, but that was the first
sweetheart.
One.
Sweetheart.
Verna.
Verna.
Minervy.
That's worse, I think.
No, Minervy, darling.
You're getting on Minervy.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty good. Hey, that was pretty good.
Well, I just felt so bad about for her at church. And then later, the next thing that I like really remembered that was funny to me was when they were all visiting in the whatever room, and she was trying to get the mom was trying to get everyone to play the pianoforte, and everyone's like, nope, nope, don't know how. And at this point, Hugh was annoyed at his mom, so he's like, oh, why don't you play, mother? You're wonderful. And they had already talked about how his mom did not like Mozart, like, at all.
Yep.
And so he basically makes her play Mozart while Latrice, the fake mother, who is an actress and singer,
apparently not a good singer,
yes,
because it sounded like she was terrible.
Yeah,
the absolute worst.
And she sang all of the songs.
Yep.
And Hugh's mom was pissed,
and she got smammered.
Yeah,
like super drunk off the sherry.
I feel like I kind of felt like I saw that coming.
A red wine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know. It's well, she drank it all. It
she sure did. And the brandy.
And the brandy.
Why is it all brandy named after women?
Right. Sherry and brandy.
Brandy.
Oh, but
that should be your next set of cats. Sherry and brandy.
That'd be funny.
And Jim Beam.
Jim Beam. Jim Beam, Sherry and
Jim Beam.
And brandy.
Sherry and brandy.
Jack Daniel. Anyways, very off track.
Well, so I felt so bad because at one point they got Latrice to finally stop singing and they wanted Minerva to sing.
Yes, and she was just as bad.
I was like,
girl,
I'm so sorry. Like, I feel for you 100% because I will sing in the car as long as no one's listening.
Same.
The second you're like listening to me, I'm not doing it.
I won't even sing in the shower because it echoes too much and people might hear me.
Yeah.
And by people, I mean Peyton, because we are the only people in our
If
house.
Someone made me...
I was about to say, I think he probably knows
my
how
My dogs sound. Might start howling.
If someone made me sing in front of people like that, I would die.
Oh, 100%.
I would not be able to do it.
I have to sing at church, and our mics are, like, so low.
I just mouth the words.
I do. I sing it, but if I can, like, almost hear myself, I'll, like, go down volume-wise. Like, I'll hold the mic far away.
Yeah,
because hey, I'm a concert level singer in the shower in the car. The acoustics in the shower are actually pretty good. I'll be honest with you.
But if you calling me out trying to tell me I can sing or I can't sing, don't say nothing.
I also would probably sing if I had a bottle of sherry.
Hey, oh yeah,
that's really about it.
That's how you'll get me to do karaoke. The baby can also sing.
The cat's like, what's going on?
He's gonna freak out.
I will say that this episode might have a baby's voice if Adam can edit.
Yeah, it probably, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah. So just to know, you'll have a baby in the background of this one. At least this one is a little more, you know, not as spicy heavy.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He doesn't.
He doesn't know.
The whole family can listen to this episode.
Maybe. Well, the next thing I was going to say was that they just had so many close calls of like people slipping up and saying the wrong thing and this and that.
So many.
But the day that they did the little trip.
Their day trip?
Yes.
I loved that.
I did too. And I was sad that it was.
So worried. Immediately she was like, okay, this is the day. Okay, because another one of his lies was the way that they were going to break up. She was going to run off and elope with Giles. That wasn't going to work because Giles was gone. So she is told by Payne, hey, get ready, dress warm. And in her head, she's like, okay, Giles is back and I'm being shoon off.
Mm-hmm. They're going to sweep me away.
However, that is not the case. It's actually very romantic and cute.
I was like, girl, you're freaking out. He's going to take you on a picnic. The whole time.
And he did, in like the most romantic spot.
Right? Okay, now, we've talked about this movie before, and I don't remember, but have you guys seen Ever After with Drew Barrymore?
Yes.
I haven't.
This gave me those vibes. Do you remember?
Yes. I actually just recently watched that.
Really?
I'm probably going to watch it again tonight.
I haven't seen it.
You know what? This whole book made me think of Disney.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I can watch it then.
You know what this whole book made me think of?
What?
Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Every time they did anything, I was like, Princess Diaries 2, in fact, is what
I mean. Oh.
Better. You know.
Yeah. See, this gave me this gave me the vibes of Ever After because lying, trickery.
Yeah.
But then it was like a more person of a higher standing, like a noble falling in love with a peasant.
Commoner. Yeah.
Commoner. Prince and then, and but yeah, the one time he took her on a little trip, it was kind of the same thing. Like he took her on this trip and they went to see that place that was all crusty and broken down.
Ruins.
In the book. That's where he took her. Where the people did poetry and lovers would go to
and
kiss.
It sounds like it's gorgeous. Like it's the ceiling looked like it was carved in lace and the windows were, well, they were windowless, but they had vines.
Yeah.
Like, God, you so just painted beautiful. A beautiful
just
picture.
Just like Ever After.
Right. That's what I thought of too.
But
how could you not fall in love?
And then they kiss did. In that pretty Man. Place.
They sure did. And he pulls away like every time.
Yeah.
And I know why, but come on, man.
Yeah.
Stop
But he's in love.
Her.
Like, bro, just give in.
But he doesn't even realize it. He's like,
it takes
oblivious.
Forever.
Oblivious.
It took him so long.
Yeah.
But, so then they go to the ocean, and that was really cool because she'd never seen
she'd
it.
Never
and she was
been.
So happy.
Mm. He was like, we can do whatever you want. My God. I
and
love
then
that
he ruins
so
it.
And then
I
he ruins it.
I just need a man to tell
it.
Me that. Just do whatever you want. Here's a car.
I like that when she got home, her sister saw her and she was like, we're going to discuss all this.
Uh-huh.
Your sandy body, your messed up hair and your swollen lips.
Oh, yeah.
Period. Call it out. Say it.
But she was upset after that because he had basically like.
Because he's so dumb.
Yes.
He thinks he's so good with words.
Yeah.
When in fact.
He is not.
He is not.
He has the. Confidence of a middle-aged white man.
Yes.
What did you say that last time?
What book was that?
It was from
The Love Hypothesis.
Yeah,
the Love
yeah.
Hypothesis.
Yeah, yeah,
carry
yeah.
yourself with the confidence of a middle-aged white man.
And he did.
Yeah.
Because by golly, this man was, well, anyways, he goes on this whole tangent about how he really enjoys her and he doesn't want to say he loves her, but he's like pretty close to saying it and he wants to give himself to her, but can't promise her more than that right now. And in her head, all she's hearing is, you want to bang me without, you want to be friends with benefits.
Exactly.
You want me to be your mistress.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And Which, in fact, it was not. Because even when I read it, I didn't think that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I would be annoyed with what he said because I'm not going to promise you everything if you can't promise me anything.
Right. All he needed to do was give like one more sentence of, will you be patient with me while I like come around to this?
Yeah.
Literally.
100%. Like, that's all he needed was literally, like a few more words right on the end to like wrap it up and be like, I'm maybe not saying this the right way, but like, I want to be with you. I'm worried I can't. Can you be patient with me while I figure this out?
Yes. Even when Payne is like, bro, what did you say?
Yeah.
And he explains it to Payne. It sounds way better than what he said to her.
Yeah.
And Payne's like, did you say exactly that?
Right.
Yeah. And he's like, well, no.
Right.
Well,
that's okay. That's a frustrating thing about, I think, romance in general, but especially historical romances, is that it takes them forever to be like, regardless, like the Mr. Darcy situation.
Yes.
Like, I will go past your family issues and mm-hmm. you know, not having a dowry big enough for me and da 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 da. And I am in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just say, hey, I know it's going to be hard, but we going to make it work because I
love
you.
Society is not okay with this, but I am.
Right. I accept that the ton's probably going to be talking about us for a while.
Which is another thing from the Love Hypothesis. Is it like... No, it might have been a movie I watched recently. I don't know. But it was like, what's your and yet? Oh, that was a movie.
What's
it was
your
a Netflix
what?
Movie. And yet. I love you, or you have all these flaws, and yet I love you.
Okay.
It was actually a really cute movie. I don't know what it's called.
And yet.
It's called Maybe? And yet.
It was not.
The more I say that, it more doesn't sound
it
like
the word.
And yet.
Glenn Powell in it.
Mm. Love him. From Maverick? Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but it was super cute. But yeah, that is like, you have all of these problems. I have all these problems, and yet, like, we're going to work things out.
Right.
And that's all they needed. But he did not communicate that as well as he thought that he did.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she got pissed instantly, and he did not know why.
Well, okay. I will say this. If some joker came and said that you are this, all negative things, and he'll be like, but I love you. I'm like...
I'll be like, fuck you, buddy.
Exactly.
I mean,
and
that's what,
I don't like you either.
That's what Mr. Darcy did, and I was in love with him.
Right. I mean, he redeemed himself. He did. But it took a minute.
And it was raining.
It's always raining.
Well,
I imagined it did in this book.
It probably did.
It's in London. It's always raining.
Oh, you didn't like that. Oh, sorry.
It's okay to fall in love. Oh, one thing that I wanted to talk about was the hang up for Hugh. Like why he kept saying all these things.
Oh, Malanta, this boy.
Oh, it's in my blood. It's in my blood. I made this way.
Like, okay, yeah, your dad was a hoe, but you're fine.
Yeah,
calm
he's
down.
Like, my dad was a scoundrel. My grandfather was a scoundrel. I am a scoundrel. I am telling you, I am bad. I am of bad blood. He just kept going and going. And I'm like, are you serious? Like,
right.
You are your own person.
And no, he couldn't be. Because he was just so obsessed. And all he had to do was ask one question to his mother.
Right.
Tell me about my dad. What happened in the past?
Okay. But how annoyed were you at the mom when they finally do have that conversation and she goes, I thought you knew. Why the hell would
he
know?
Well, she tried to tell him when he was younger, but she didn't think he understood. But also, there's no way you explained that whole situation.
Yeah. Well, I think he was in his 30s. Wasn't he? Is that another question? I believe he was 32.
Ooh.
But
is she right?
I don't know. Is she?
So it's like, that's a long time to not tell anybody.
Yeah.
So basically what had happened was when his father was it when he was dying that he found out about the other family?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So as his father is dying, in comes this other family, and it turns out that his father has what they believe was a mistress and a child with him.
What's a female bastard? Is it also just still a bastard?
Probably. So it was.
But they didn't really care about the females.
Yeah,
that's true.
It didn't really matter.
So this girl is Sarah, who we thought was who he was doing the hanky panky with earlier.
Sarah Peters.
But it was actually his half sister.
And, yeah, and he just tells Minerva, "You silly goose. I wasn't having sex with her. I was in love with her. That's my sister."
Right. She's like, what?
How would I know that? That's
the easy conclusion there.
Yeah.
But so turns out the real story is his dad was in love with the other woman.
Which is so sad.
His whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His whole life he loved her.
Before he even met Hugh's mom.
Yes. And he wanted to marry her. And I think he proposed.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a farmer's daughter. And he was of noble blood.
And his dad sucked.
And his dad was like, no. And in fact, if you get anywhere near her or talk to her again, I'm going to ruin her whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was scared for her and didn't mm-hmm. want anything bad to happen to her that he stayed away.
So his dad, which is Hugh's grandfather, actually convinced the girl to break up with Hugh's dad.
Yeah.
Which is worse, I think. Yeah. That's so mean.
So sad. But so they separate, and then he had already had an arranged marriage planned with Hugh's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before their wedding, the dad ends up meeting with
yeah.
the other woman, and they sleep together, and she gets pregnant. And then he marries the Hugh's mom the next day.
You dirty
and then
dog.
They
yeah, were they conceived on like night
they had
and
to
the
have
night?
Been.
They're twins.
Yeah, pretty much.
They had to have been pretty close together because they said the mom had said, "I found out I was pregnant," and then shortly after that or around the same time, they found out that the other woman was pregnant with his other child.
The other woman.
And so they're like, oh my gosh, that's freaking crazy. And at that point,
the math is not mathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like, I mean, I don't really love you either. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, you're a wonderful friend and I love you that way. But like, this was never a romantic relationship, you know? Mm-hmm.
It was a means to an end.
Yeah. And so then once the grandfather died, she was like, be with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're your family too. Be with
Which
them.
Which is so great that she would do that.
Yeah.
And then Hugh's dad, also named Hugh, introduced Hugh's mom to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And so husband. They were secretly in love before.
Yeah.
Which is so magical. Thank you for that.
I thought it worked. I was like, that's some good blended family stuff right there.
Yeah.
So the last however long you thought your dad was such a bad person when in reality he was so amazing.
What did he say? Yeah. Like 15 years? He was like, I've been mad at my dad for 15 years.
Yeah.
Like, you had 15 years to tell me this. And this whole time I'm walking around thinking he was just this big slut
know,
and like
a
terrible person.
You had 15 years to ask.
Right.
Hey. Don't blame me, buddy.
Ask an actual question.
Yes.
A clear, concise question.
Instead
about
of
what
avoiding
you
me
know.
At all costs.
Yeah. Right.
Well, then it's like once he finds all this out, he's like, oh, my dad didn't suck. Oh, I can fall in love. Oh,
I'm in
I
love
can
right
get
now.
Married.
And now we're rushing.
Like, dear Lord.
Should we get married tonight?
Right.
Right? And they were so, ugh. But that kind of fast forwarded us. But a couple other points I wanted to touch about was when her dad showed back up.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about this. That little wastrel.
That scoundrel.
Those are good words. Those are good historical romance words, ladies. You're doing your good work today.
Thank you. I've
but turns out the dad was at church and saw her.
Sir, you don't need to be there.
Right.
Actually,
why are
well, you probably do need to be there.
You know he wasn't. He was probably pickpocketing people.
So this is one thing that was new to me because, once again, I don't do the historical jazz. But I think it was called the bands. Which are read
yes.
at the church.
Three times.
And which is so weird. So they have to read the like engaged couple's names one time at church for three times. So like after 3 weeks, you're allowed to get married. Is that the case?
Yeah. It's like it has to be announced three times. And each time they ask, does anyone want to
object?
Yeah. Object.
Yeah. Which is wild because it's not any of y'all's business. You're not even invited to my wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to come to church today.
Right.
Which was another thing that
my mom made me.
Yeah, another thing that was rude about his mom. She was like, oh, I want you guys to go to church with me. But then she convinces or then she doesn't tell them that she's having their names read because they were wanting to wait for the wedding and she wanted them to have a Christmas wedding.
Yeah. She's like, I've already sent the invitations out.
Mm-hmm. But by that time, the dad is secretly back in town.
Mm-hmm. From his sneaky ways, because he found out from like a return address or a forwarding address that the stupid sister V had left.
God, she actually is the worst.
She is.
But that's another thing. You left your kids for this woman that you didn't even stay with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't want to go back to your kids.
Right.
Like, you're just a bad person, really.
Yeah. He didn't care. Because he blackmails Hugh. And then he tries to double dip and blackmail Minerva.
Which is really smart of him to try to do. But
but stupid, because Hugh said, if I catch you talking to her, then it's all off. Yes. Like, I'm not giving you any money.
Which that caused another issue that Hugh knew about her dad but didn't tell her.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she was pretty understanding about it. The only one who wasn't was V, who sucks.
Yeah, she's stupid.
She, for the last however long, 5 years or so, was like, Dad's going to come back and he loves us. And they're like, need to figure it out.
I like how when Minerva told V about it, she finally was like, okay, if you want to go with him when he comes back, you can just go right ahead and ask him and see if he'll take you with. Like, we're trying to help you. Because
all you do is mollycoddle. Right? Is that the word they used?
Mollycoddle?
I'm pretty sure that's the word they used.
Mollycoddle? Yeah.
Polly Pocket.
Polly.
Wool gathering.
Polly something. Anywho.
she coddled her way too much.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I also liked that she was like, yes, if you want to go with Dad, go ahead. Yeah. Goodbye.
She's like, well, I've been trying to protect your heart for this long and you're just not getting it. So
at some point, you got to let him go.
And I hope, because I assume the third book is about her. And I hope she grows up or else I'm not reading that one.
Right. No kidding.
She's the worst. But
finally, they come to terms and everyone's happy. And basically, him and her are good. They've decided they're going to be together.
And they're going to have their Christmas wedding.
And they're going to tell the... Well, that was before. Okay, so they decide, okay, we're together.
Oh, okay.
We love each other. And then they're like, okay, we're going to tell Mom. And they have this like... Their whole thing almost blows up in their face because of the dad and everything like that and the cops. And and then finally they're like, they get to tell everybody the situation. And then that's when Hugh realizes, by God, I love her. And he goes and he proposes. And I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Because that was
good. By God, I love her.
So.
It's like an old man.
I love her. So he proposes and she's like, yes, I'll marry you.
And I love your English accent.
Yeah. And so they're going to have a Christmas wedding because Mom's already sent the invitations out, apparently.
Yeah, that girl, she knew. She was like, y'all are lying, but I know you're in love, so.
Sheesh. I did like that her and Minerva had a good relationship.
Me too.
Because she feel like she missed that, having a good
and
mom
I really
around
liked,
and stuff.
Jeremiah, the way he talked to her. He's so funny.
I like how Hugh stood up with Hugh like, I'm gonna fight this man by your side, but then you're going to tell me what the hell's going on. Like, oh.
He's so great.
Well, that's all I have, pretty much. So, do you want to do third date?
Let's do it.
I would love to do third date.
I have a few things to say.
I was going to say, most of it was little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the flutters in your heart and stuff. But then there was a little spice.
All right, give it to us.
Do you want to spice with
the
big spice?
I liked all the, I call them fuck it kisses.
I know.
Someone's like trying not to kiss. They're like, don't kiss her, don't kiss her, don't kiss her. I shouldn't do this. This isn't a good idea.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're just like, fuck it. And they kiss.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
It really is.
I love those. Oh, hold on. We're moving.
Which that was all of their kisses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Several. looked at me like...
I mean, it would be hard to be attracted to this girl that mm-hmm. you always see in multiple layers and long clothing.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden she's wearing a see-through nightgown.
Oh, so much talk Ooh. About nipples.
Yes, so much.
So much talk about nipples.
And I mean, seeing her, you're like, okay, I should probably get out of this room. But
yeah. She's like, I must wear my shawl so that no one can see my arousal from my nipples.
Not the arousal.
So funny. What else do I have here? Oh, I said I was laughing out loud when they had sex the first time. Mm-hmm. And of course she has multiple orgasms and it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, that makes sense.
It never hurts when you're in love.
Right.
But then after she has that first orgasm, she's like, what was that?
Yeah, I thought that was really...
It's demons, you've been possessed.
I always like cringe so hard when they're like the first of many. And
yeah.
Like, bro, calm down.
Right? He's like, I'm so good. Look at me. But when he was, my last little part was when he was about to go down on her. She's like, what are you doing? Yeah. And he's like, I thought I would kiss all of you out of principle. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Well, I guess out of principle, go ahead.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of wish that. So if he would have went down on her and then was like, okay, there's more to come later. Goodbye. I think I would have liked that more than her like begging him.
Well, right. Because sometimes it's nice to read about the guy mm-hmm. taking care of the girl and meeting her needs and yes. then not getting anything in return.
Yeah, 100%.
Because more times than not, it's not how that works.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's the reverse.
Yeah, and yeah, so for sure. I was kind of hoping that too. Like, he was, like, showing her that he cared for her and her needs, and then he's like, no, I'm fine.
His hardness against her abdomen.
It's so like, big.
Why is it up there?
Hardness.
That was ridiculous. But that's pretty
I
much...
I feel like there was a good amount of spice for the book. There could have been... none of the sex and just the spicy kisses mm-hmm. that would have been great, but I felt like if there was more, then it wouldn't have been as good, I think.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, historical romance wise if that was like pretty
are they even allowed to
common. Well, like when he was gonna kiss her down there, I was like, oh, will you do that?
I was mm-hmm. worried, like, my thing, I thought he was gonna not have any actual penetration because that would ruin her, as they uh-huh. say in the historical times. So I thought he was just going to be nice about it and be like, no, what if this doesn't work out?
Oh, no, he pushed past her virginity.
He sure did. Apparently multiple times.
He felt it and pushed past.
Oh, my Lanta.
The phrases.
Oh. But you know what? I've read some historical romances that are way more spicy than some contemporary.
That's because they finally get a look of what's underneath and they can't stop. They're like, more than just your ankles are attractive.
Right. You're right.
Look at those nipples.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. But okay. I don't know. This is every time I read a historical romance, I think of this.
So much is happening.
Literally. Maybe we should take a pause.
That cat was
hanging. Did you see him?
He's that scar.
So sorry, Adam. You're going to hate this episode editing wise.
Riddick.
I thought you called him Rick.
Riddick.
I was thinking Rick too.
They were named from Fourth Wing.
Sit some people Rick.
Riddick. Carl.
Anyways.
Okay, tell us.
I don't know if anybody has this same thought process when they're reading a historical romance, because you know back in the day they weren't bathing like we bathe now.
Ew.
So like, because they were like once a week everybody go get in the wash basin and heat up some water and everybody uses this. The same water.
Ugh. Gross.
And you just hope you one of the first three, you know what I'm saying?
Ugh.
So imagine you're and they it's hot, you know what I'm saying?
At and all the clothes they wear.
At least in this one, they got their own hot baths.
Yeah,
this is true.
But I just, I hope she took a bath before he, never mind.
Yeah. But they probably did. It was spur of the moment. You know what I'm saying?
The smells.
I do think of that about that. Every time I read a historical romance, I'm like, y'all haven't washed in a while.
Oh my God.
Y'all a little dirty.
That's gross.
Little state.
I didn't even think of that.
How about speed date to get off this
gross
topic?
Wait, we need
topic
to do fuck, marry, kill.
Oh yeah, okay. My bad.
Okay. On three, everyone says who they're going to fuck.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Giles.
I was saying him.
You guys both said Giles?
Yeah.
See, I was picturing him to be this weird man.
Somebody who's like, chunky, guys, is got it going on.
You know,
I hope he just
has
a dad
bod. I know who it was.
Bod.
I think I pictured him as the guy from Monopoly.
That's hilarious.
Like the brand, the icon?
Yeah.
I wonder if he looks that like Gimli from Lord of the Rings. I'd still be down, I guess.
Oh. I have referenced someone in my life as Gimli, and it is not a compliment.
Okay. Oh. Well,
and that's a hell no for me.
I pictured Giles as Chris Pine from Princess Diaries 2.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, so then who are we going to marry?
Hugh.
Okay. Who are we going to kill?
Who are you marrying?
Hugh.
Oh, I thought you were effing
Hugh. I'm going to effing marry him.
Kill
the dad.
Mm-hmm. Who's your best friend?
Payne. We did pretty good.
Uh-huh. I was going to say the sister, Diana.
Okay, yeah, I like her too.
I liked her, but I want to know more about her in the second book.
Yeah. Payne is a solid, like, I was actually going to put down for second. Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to put him to Mary.
I thought about that too, but is he like Hot Albert from
Batman?
Robert Pattinson's Batman?
Yeah.
Or is he, you know what? If Payne was, oh God, what's his name? He's British. And
that narrows it down.
Silver Fox, he was Dr. Fate.
Hmm.
Pierce Brosnan.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mean 007?
He,
mm-hmm. Ooh,
that man.
What is it?
If that's James what Bond. Payne looks like, I'll marry him. IFF.
Any of the Bonds.
Be my BFF.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
you can have
Daniel
it all.
Craig.
Oof.
Okay. All right.
Speed date.
Oh, no.
Trivia or people?
Trivia.
Let's get it out of the way.
I only have a couple. Where are the Merriwell sisters from?
Coldbridge, Coldwater, C, Cobblestone.
It does start with a C.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-C-H.
C-L?
Clodberry.
Clockenbook.
Clerkenwell.
Clerkenwell.
We're so close.
It's in the title. It's in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the series title.
Oh,
this is
real?
A hard one. Who was Minerva's boss that died?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
Mr.
Periwinkle.
Phineas.
Mr. Morton.
Morton. That's obscure.
Very random.
I didn't get that one.
That's okay. What are the horses named?
Galileo.
You
and
take it over. Come on, you have animals. Come
what's
on.
The other one?
Come on. Is it a philosopher as well?
No.
No.
Mahogany.
I think it's a flower.
Marigold.
Violet.
Yes, correct.
There we go.
Where is Jeremiah from?
Boston. He's from
American.
Boston.
He's
American Boston.
In Boston.
Boston.
What newspaper published Minerva's art twice?
The Times.
That was one, but it was not the twice.
I don't know.
The London Tribune.
The London Tribune.
How much did Minerva make from that publish?
40.
Eight.
No, because it would have been weekly. Because
you're pretty close. It's not eight and two.
Nine and two. Nine and three.
Nine and three. It was nine
ten.
Shilling and three pence.
Nice. I didn't know the verbiage, but I knew the numbers.
Eight
close.
And two. Where did V leave their forwarding address for their dad?
The drunk dog. The Dougie Dutch.
You're close. There is dog in the word.
Dog.
Black dog.
Duh.
Dog and?
cat, sheep.
No, it's the liquor, the bar he used to go to.
Yeah.
Dog and shake.
I have a cat named this.
Why would you say that? No, I really can't think of anything.
Because we just talked about him earlier.
I know, dang it. Ducky, duck.
Dog and duck.
Dog and duck.
Okay, now I have an opinion question.
Okay.
Where do you think Giles went?
I think he's got a girl.
Does he?
I think something's... Or...
I don't think so.
Or there's shady business going on.
Uh-huh. That's what I think. I think it's more, not sinister, I wouldn't say sinister, but I think there is...
Sinister, babe.
Like, not spy-ish, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he's definitely got to be undercover somewhere.
Or something about his, like, family's business is happening and he's having to take over.
Either about his family, since he's always with Hugh, like, what's going on over there? Or maybe he just dipped out for fun and said, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was going to fall in love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He's on the brink.
How old is everybody?
17. Venus.
Wrong.
V.
V is not 17?
No.
She's 16.
She's
15. 19. V is 19?
Uh-huh.
How do no you, freaking way.
They said that.
I'm like 90% sure.
I thought they she said was that 17.
Book. Let me
how many seasons has she had? Because that'll tell us.
When was her first bleed?
Well, they wouldn't have seasons.
Gross. I even grossed myself out with that. Well, I'm pretty sure that
Diana was probably...
She's what? 19?
17.
Yeah, that's what the... Okay, sorry. I was wrong.
She's 17. I think Diana is...
20.
Maybe 20?
22.
Ooh. Good job.
Minerva?
27.
24.
Ooh, that was a guess. And then my brosif is 32.
He is. Good job.
Nice.
Nice. Called it. Boom.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. Do you have people?
I do have people. I only have a Minerva and a Hugh.
Same. Are you going to? Oh, sorry. I got distracted by a baby.
Do you want to say our Minervas first?
Sure. Mine's a couple.
Did
so.
Did y'all send them in the group chat?
Ooh. No, I will send mine now.
Max.
I'll say mine and then you can say yours.
Okay. Maybe do you have anything? Wait, let's let him get his
okay,
last word.
Okay, so you're gonna send it in the group and then I'll send mine. We can react.
Okay.
Babes, do you have anything to say for the podcast?
Max.
You're literally talking the whole time.
I'm not allowed to say that, am I?
Yes, stage fright.
Say, baby. What? Babes, what do you guys say?
That's probably sounded cute.
All right. For my speed date, for Miss Minerva, I picked Lily Collins.
Oh, Lily.
Lily.
Daughter of Phil Collins.
Really?
Okay, yeah. This is Peyton's girl,
know that.
Right?
Yes, it's Peyton's girl.
Oh,
crush,
yeah,
but
she's gorgeous.
She was in Mirror, Mirror.
Such a good movie.
And so I decided with one of these pictures because she, I mean, look how cute she is in her little old-timey outfit. Like what I wear to the Ren Fair.
Oh, I want to go.
I love
me
it.
Too.
I even
don't go to the Wichita one. Go to the other one.
Well, it was... fun, and I bought a little cape like hers. So
yeah, I want to do that.
Oh, so you have been to the one here?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I mean, yeah. We like it a lot, but I want to go to the Kansas City one.
Me too.
For my Hugh Peregrine Standish, I picked Matt Barr.
Matt Barr.
Which is a lot harder to say in a British accent.
Matt Barr.
Matt Barr.
Matt Barr.
You gotta say Barr.
Barr. I don't even know what he's from. He's an actor. And he's blonde hair and blue eyed.
There you go.
Oh.
You know, I almost picked Max Theroit, but he's a little too... This guy that I picked, Matt Barr, looks British. He looks clean cut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Max Theroit does not as... Like, he is in Chicago Fire.
Mm,
he fits
okay.
that role. He's a, you know, fits
American.
That role.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Well, my picks are a couple. that have already been cast.
Oh, have they?
And, you know, I couldn't help it. The similarities are too much.
It's Ashton Kutcher and no, Mila Kunis.
Nope. We're going with Dougray Scott and Drew Barrymore from Ever After.
Okay. Yeah,
look
that's
at them.
Perfect.
Look at them. They're freaking perfect.
For you.
Oh, they're amazing.
That actually is pretty good casting.
Yeah. Said, why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. They're perfect.
He looks
blonde.
So much older than her.
And he is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
no.
He's perfect.
For sure.
And in the movie, he says, I am not a prince. Kneeling before you, I'm a man in love.
Aww.
I was like, stop. Yes.
You better work.
So, smash or pass?
This was a hard one for me because I liked the last half of it. It was really hard for me to get into. But I'm thinking now
Same
that
here.
I have read A Historical Romance, I would like to read the second one about Diana and Giles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I will say smash.
I said two dates.
Okay, yeah. Because it's more than a one-night stand.
Yeah, it wasn't like I'm going to run out in the streets and scream that everyone should read this book.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm not going to be like, that's bad. It was
terrible.
But
if you like historical romance, I think you should read it. It's cute.
Yeah, I did like it. I'll probably read the other ones.
The more
of them.
Well, Sydney is a historical romance fiend, so is
I
it?
Am.
Does it fit?
I think that coming out of as many contemporary books that we consume, I think I wanted a little more spice, and historical romances can give spice.
Yeah.
And so as a historical romance aficionado, I think that I kind of wanted a little bit of a longer book so that we could have dove into a couple of more things, you know? I think historical romances do a really good job of the slow burn trope because it takes a lot more to get into the time period for this genre. So I think it's a good, like, weekend read.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's quick. I think you can get through it and enjoy it by the end.
Or like a vacation.
Yeah, a vacay read. Yeah, for sure. But if you want more recommendations on some good,
I was going to say
historical.
We should make a post.
Oh, yeah. I can definitely send you guys some of my faves.
Let's do that.
Yeah. I like it.
So what is our happily ever after?
Our happily ever after is Lucky Charm.
Lucky Charm by Anne Marie Meyer.
Yay!
Yay! We are excited.
We are excited. Should we do that again?
Yeah.
Okay. let's double check her name real quick.
It's Myers.
Anne Marie Meyer.
Myers. Is it Meyer or Myers?
Myers.
Okay.
With an S.
And
we happen to be excited about it.
I think we were all questioning it. Anne Marie Meyer.
It was
Sorry,
Meyer.
Adam.
Was that funny?
So I was right.
Yeah, Anne Marie Meyer. Okay, let's try this again.
All right.
And our happily ever after is
Lucky Charm. Woo-hoo!
By Anne Marie Meyer.
Yay!
This was our...
Yes, I was going to say, we have our PR box from her.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's like a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce
vibe
book.
Heck yeah.
And it's not football season, so we're not getting a lot of media on them. So this will be good.
Yes, I know. You know, I talked a lot of crap about the Travis Kelce or the Taylor and Travis like vibes. But now that they're gone, I kind of miss it.
Right? I just
so
want to see them be happy and cute.
Here we are telling you guys about it.
Welcome.
Well, what you got, girl?
So that wraps up the end of this episode. If you want to follow us on any of our socials, we are at Lovers Library Pod on Instagram and Facebook. We also have a Facebook group that is Lovers Library Book Club, where you can join us. So if you want to be a part of our book club online, go ahead and join us there. We also are on TikTok at lovers.library.po. We will see you next time.
Happily Ever After.
Bye.